Blog Talk Radio.
365 Girl World.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to 365 Girl World Radio. We are on for another episode of Inspiration Tuesday, and today's topic is networking the future. I am so excited. It's your host, Shayla Courtney, or Shay Shay from the VA, also known as the heiress. And tonight I have with me guest host, Crystal Aaron. We are going to be tackling the subject about preparing for your professional future, from choosing careers to what you need to wear and being financially healthy. Crystal, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
We are happy to have you. So I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Where are you from and what do? And everything.
Well, as you said, I'm Crystal Aaron. Hi, all the listeners. I live in Southern California, and I'm currently working as an auditor, and I audit schools and nonprofits. And right now, me and my friends are starting a nonprofit called the Color Me Be, which is an avenue to help millennial women of color to network and succeed. And we do that through resume support, events, blog posts, to have tips about how to be successful women.
Awesome. That's amazing. So I got to know, as far as the organization goes, I mean, how many of you is it? What made you guys get started? What inspired you guys? Talk to me about that a little bit.
My friend / sorority sister, whose name is Courtney, so kind of a little play off your name, she got the idea, and she was inspired because she went to school with me. We went to school together, and her vision was to just gather women together, women of color, to navigate the professional world. She's read a lot of articles, and she has her master's for women in the workplace, and she realized that a lot of these articles didn't apply to her. So she noticed a void in the industry for mentors that help women of color. So her plan was to have CMB fill that void to make sure that women of color, millennial women of color, do have that avenue to network and learn more about themselves and how they, as individuals, can be better professionals in this big world.
Oh, I like it. I like it. So when she pulled you in, what part spoke to you the most in starting this organization? What was it that ignited your passion?
For me personally, me and Courtney, we've been friends for a while since we went to college together. So we've always kind of had that same track mind. So as soon as she was like, "So I want to start an organization," I was like, "Okay." So I kind of, like, hopped in immediately because, to me, like, we're both very much go-getters and all about helping other people, women empowerment, girl power, supporting each other, and being bosses. So she currently works in HR, and she's really into training and helping professional development and people being their best selves at work. And for my background, I have my accounting background, so I can make sure that we're doing all that on budget. And also, we are in Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, so we have it instilled in us that women working together make things happen. So I was on it from jump, and we were like, let's do this.
That's awesome. I'm excited about this organization. It's so amazing, and it's definitely needed. There's definitely a gap in the industry for preparing minorities and minority women for exactly what they're walking into in the professional world. I want to know, when it comes to preparing for a career and a profession, let's talk to the ladies out there a little bit about how important their style and their image is. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, of course. Styling your image is so important. I'm personally all about fashion. Again, like, since I was little, I mean, shoes, purses, you know, dresses, so prim and proper. And me, I feel like your image is your personal brand. So for me, I am all about people needing to dress to impress. Because no one wants a lawyer who dresses in pajamas. No one wants a hairdresser who has no edges. Like, you have to be your best self so that it makes you more confident. It makes your customers confident in you. So it's your way of branding yourself to conquer your field and to be the best you possible so that people can believe in you and what you're doing. Because, like it or not, first impressions are everything. So when people look at you, when they walk up to you, they're not seeing that wonderful personality that I'm sure everybody has. They're going to see, oh, you know, look how well put together this person is. So you want to really consider your style when you're talking, you know, career-wise, because it's something that displays you. And whether you're working for yourself as an entrepreneur or for another company, you're constantly representing that because you want to be better all the time, and you do that best when you feel your best. So that's why style is so important.
I love it. I love it. Do you think style or your image has ever played an effect on your career or getting a job at all?
Yes, absolutely. Because I actually worked for a major big car company when I was 17. I walked in there in this nice suit from The Loft, and I walked in, totally just owned the place. It made me confident, gave me all the tools that I needed because I felt good, and walked in, got that internship at 17 at a Fortune 500 company. You need to look your best all the time. It helps.
Wow, that's awesome. You were making waves early, girl. So what are a few key things every girl should consider before choosing a career?
I would definitely say, first, think about what makes you happy. What has you popping up in the morning? What are you trying to do every day? Where does your mind go when it wanders? I believe that, you know, happiness is the highest level of success. So once you've reached that, you're good. So find what that is for you. And also think about when you find what that is, think about how you see yourself growing in whatever that is. So if, for example, you love fashion or music, you need to think about, okay, well, where do I fit in this fashion world? How can I be in the music industry? And figure out where you fit in that so that you can see a vision and create goals for your career. And then what you want to do is surround yourself with the people who have that same vision or the same level of success in mind. So even if they're not interested in fashion or music, they're interested in, like, engineering, but they see themselves going really high in the engineering world, those are the people that you want to attach yourself. So the more time that you spend, you know, really thinking about what it is that makes you happy and how you fit into that passion. And it does take time. It's not something that you can get overnight. So sitting back and really thinking of what that is will help you consider the right career. And it's fine if you don't get it immediately. I mean, right now I'm an auditor and I'm like now starting this nonprofit. So even if you don't find it, you know, fresh out of college or at 17 years old and you're not this profit, you know, smart guy, TJ genius, then it's fine. You know, just take the time and you know, realize, don't let yourself get stuck. Because a lot of people are like, oh, okay, well, you know, I have my teaching degree, so I guess I'm going to be a teacher. No, you don't have to. People change careers all the time. It's that the ability to take risks that makes this world so great because we can do whatever we want. So take a step back, decide what you really love, and go for it.
I love it. I love it. What advice would you have for somebody if they were like, you know, we've got a listener, let's say, who's tuned in right now and they're listening to you and they're like, oh, my God, she sounds so passionate. I know I'm not doing what I'm meant to do. What suggestion would you have for them?
I would say, like I was saying earlier, just think about what it is that you like. So where does your mind go when it wanders? and then say that, okay, I'm always thinking about the beat behind the Beyonce song, right? Because we all love Beyonce, don't we?
yes.
Take a moment and say, okay, well, you know, how about I start creating some beats? How about I so just start doing it, like, as a hobby, kind of for fun, and then figure out a way to make money on it. Start going to different music shows and playing your music. Start DJing at different parties. Just do it. That's the advice I have to give you. So start off doing it for fun, as a little hobby, a little side, and then figure out a way to make some money off of it because, you know, it's all about the money, right?
Look, yeah, of course. So tell me, I want to hear from you. What do you think are a few must things? So you've chosen this great, great career, and now you're there like, Crystal, okay, I got this career. What goes on my resume? Because I know that's something that you guys focus on in your organization. So let's talk a little bit about that. I know that that could probably be a whole hour segment because resumes are so important. So
yes.
I want you to hit on that. What must be on a resume? I want you to hit everything that is a must, like everything.
Okay, so this sounds so simple, but your contact info. There, I've seen so many resumes where it's just the person's name, and that's not enough because you assume that you emailed it to them, and bam, they can get to you when they need you. No, because by the time the person who matters has your resume, that email is like with the third person's third secretary. So always make sure that you have your email, your phone number, and even your address is a good idea. Just so that they can reach you as soon as they have that in their resume in their hand and want to talk to you. So they don't have to go searching for you because the second they have to start searching for you, you've lost it. Definitely keep your latest experience on there. Don't go back 3-12 years because you want to talk about how you used to wash dogs when you were 7 because it was so fun and you learned a lot. So always keep it relevant. So if you did, you know, groom dogs at 7, you better be applying to a pet store. So don't just talk about something because you want to talk about it. I would definitely say go back like 3 years at most, but don't, if you had 6 jobs in those 3 years, you don't have to include all of them. I would definitely take out like any temporary positions or any seasonal small jobs that you have. Especially if it's like a career-driven job that you're applying for, just so that they can see like more of a focus on your resume. And especially at our age, like I'm 25, so anyone who's not like full-blown into their career should definitely keep their resume to a page. No one has time to flip through pages and pages of your experience. We don't care. I'm so sorry. It sounds harsh, but by the time your resume gets to an executive, they don't have time to read the whole thing. So definitely bold headings. So if you were a sales clerk at Forever 21, bold sales clerk at Forever 21, and under that you want to use buzzwords. A lot of times we're applying to jobs online. These resumes are automatically filtered through an online system. So what you want to do is make sure that your resume contains keywords found in that exact job description that you're applying for. That is extremely, extremely important because what the machine is going to do is take your resume and match it to that that job description. So if you see a description on the job that says, must display teamwork, so you want to talk about how when you were a sales clerk at Forever 21, you worked in teams. So that's how you want to grab the keywords from the job description and put them in your resume. You are going to have to tailor your resume to specific jobs. If it's a job you really, really want, you need to sit back and use as many of those keywords as possible because the machine is going to be your first reader, and you have to get past the machine to matter. And it's just how it is these days. So contact info, latest experience, and buzzwords. That's what you want in your resume.
Okay. I love it. What do you think are, do you know of any other most common mistakes that people make?
Messing up the like the font and trying to be too cute and creative, it's kind of a turnoff. It looks cheesy or corny or immature. So just keep it professional. Times New Roman, Arial, you know, those first few fonts that Microsoft Word offers you. Don't get too creative. Don't use a whole bunch of colors. Oh, do not, girls, do not, like, spray your resume with perfume. You don't know who's getting it, who's allergic to what. That's annoying. Don't put a bunch of glitter in the envelope if you ever, like, mail it or anything. So, yeah, colors, fonts, all that cutesy stuff that you're thinking makes it, like, really bold templates. Like, they put their resume on floral print paper. Like, first off, ow, for my eyes, like, on the computer, it's too many colors. So just keep it very simple, very classic, because we're just, we're filtering through them. So keep it simple.
I like it. I like it. Those were some really good tips. So
thank you.
What tips do you have for networking and navigating in a career field when it comes to, so you've picked this career field, you've got this really great resume that matches, we'll say, 90% of the descriptions for the jobs you're going to apply for. Now you're going to this networking event. What tips do you have for networking and navigating in a career field?
Definitely smile. So what you want to do is first look at the people who you want to be. Look at those people who you see yourself working with, who are where you see yourself in 10 years, people who you want to work with and who you want to hire you. So go to those events, follow them on Instagram, follow them everywhere, because they're going to constantly be talking about what they're doing, and you want to make sure that you're right up under them. I know it sounds creepy, but it's a competitive world, and you've got to do it. So once you get to them, you want to smile, you want to be happy, you want to present yourself in a way as though you're someone who people like to be around. Because no one wants to be around a negative Nicole. I'm sorry if anybody's name is Nicole. My bad. It's just and definitely take the time to research wherever you're going. So if you're going to a networking event and you want to talk to the executive person hosting it, you better know why she's hosting that event and what company she works for, how long she's been doing this, and as much as you can so that you can convey your interest so she can see that you are someone she needs to take notice to. If you walk up to her and you're like, oh, hey, girl, I love everything you do, and she's like, oh, what did you like most? And you're like, so you want to make sure that you have those conversation pieces. So definitely take the time to research the industry. And see exactly, again, you know, where you fit in that industry so that when you do meet the right people, you have a clear vision. Because if you, you know, are going to like a fashion event and you meet this major fashion blogger and you want to start a store and you can say, oh, my gosh, you know, you and I can work together because I'm starting a store. You can put my store on your blog. I can send you some of my clothes. And the two of you now have a clear relationship and an understanding of where you guys are going. So you definitely want to have that vision so that you can actually make the correct connection. And just dig deep in yourself. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with everyone you need to. Don't be afraid to talk to strangers. That's exactly what networking is. And be positive. You know, everyone's there to network. So, you know, just be yourself and have fun with it, because at the end of the day, we all need each other at some point. Nobody can do everything on their own. So be happy and have fun.
I love it. I love it. All right. So what are the do's and don'ts for creating quality contacts in business?
Some of the do's, I would say, follow through. So if you've created a contact, make sure if you guys did, like, for example, the blogging example that I used, actually do what you say you're going to do. So when you guys exchange contact information, follow up, say, hey, it was nice meeting you at this event. I'm going to send you, here's my website. I'm going to send you some stuff. Take a look, see what you want. Actually do it. And also if you, like, meet an executive and they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, on Saturday, we're going to be hosting this event, and you say you're going to be there at that event, you better be there on Saturday, because if you're not, they may or may not remember that. And so you want to make sure that you show that consistency. And if you can't do something, just say you can't do it. Just say, oh, you know, I can't make that, but, you know, I would love to connect with you in the future. Let's talk about this. So that way they can see that you're a reliable person, because nobody wants to work with someone who every time they set something up, it's a different something the next time. Also, stay in contact. Even if you guys don't have, like, an exact decision on what you guys are going to do, you know, just occasionally hit people up and say, how are you doing? You know, let them know what you're doing. Say, you know, I'm involved in this. Can you come out, check this out? Or are you doing anything? Can I help you do anything? And just be friends with them. So staying in contact is really the key to maintaining that relationship. And don't be afraid to share. That's another do. So if you know, you got to go to this exciting event, you know, tell a few friends about it. Say, okay, you know, I met so-and-so at this event, and they're hosting another event next week. You know, why don't you come with me? And so that way you're building this network, and then they can see, oh, my gosh, not only did she come, she brought somebody else. She's spreading the word. She's somebody I need in my corner. So you want to make sure that you're providing, you know, a thorough avenue for all of us to work together. So do their follow through, stay in contact, and share. And then some don'ts, I would say, don't be someone you're not. So don't walk in there trying to be, you know, Blair Waldorf and all prim and proper if that's not you. Be yourself. So if you're more of a Oprah Winfrey or, you know, someone else who may inspire you, just loosen up. You don't have to be, you know, perfect, you know, first lady, whatever, sitting at the table, because they're going to, the real you has to come out at some point. So just start off being yourself so that you can continue that, because then if you, you know, if you tell too many lies, you're going to forget the first one. So it's so important to just be yourself. And also don't have no negativity. Don't put others down. Don't whisper to the exec you want to work for, like, oh, my God, do you see her shoes? Like, don't be like that, because nobody likes someone they can't trust. No one likes someone bringing negative vibes. So you really just want to make sure that you can be as positive as possible.
I love it. I love it. These are so great. I feel like I'm learning things myself. Look. This is awesome. So I want to let's give them a little tip, some thoughts on why being financially healthy is important. And guys, this is related to your career field, because some businesses won't hire you if you have bad credit, if you have ever been convicted of some type of financial fraud or anything like that. So let's talk about why financial health is important.
Yes, it is so important. Exactly like what you said. People look at that stuff. Major companies, major financial companies, if you're going into that. And even if you just, like, want a car to get to work, you're going to need some good credit. So money is required for everything at some point. So it's very important to make sure that you have a sound financial background so that you can actually be comfortable and say, okay, you know, I need to get this outfit for work. I need to eat dinner today. And, you know, I need to put gas in the car. So you want to make sure that you are kind of monitoring everything so that you are able to go along your career path, because money can hold you back. And it's unfortunate, you know, not everyone has so many people that they can go to for help. So you want to make sure that you're monitoring your own expenses so that you can actually do the things that you want to do and look good doing it.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Do you have any tips for monitoring your expenses to keep yourself financially healthy?
Online banking is so great. Now they can send you text alerts. They'll send you emails. So every time you spend something, they'll tell you how much you have in your account. Definitely just look at that. Look at it like, I mean, if you didn't buy anything that day, you don't have to look that day. But I would definitely say look weekly to just make sure that you have what you think you have. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, when I was younger, I made a couple of mistakes with the bank account that my mom gave me. She was like, uh-uh, girl, you ain't got that much money in there. You need to chill. So definitely look at it. Whatever is easiest for you, if you want the text, if you want the emails, if you just want to go on mobile banking on the website on your phone or whatever. So just watch it. That's all you got to do. Just watch it. And if you have 6-7 credit cards, that's already bad. So don't get any more and watch all of those too, because your credit cards will catch up with you. Interest is a serious thing, y'all.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So with the 6 or 7 credit cards, what would you suggest for them to do if they do have that many?
Well, you know, unfortunately, closing a credit card does bring down your credit, but it will look better than having 6 maxed out. So I would definitely say try and close some of those and make sure you use just the ones that you most often use and can monitor easily. I'd have the lowest interest rate. If you have, you know, store credit cards, like Macy's isn't bad, but I'm going to use it as an example. So if you have like Macy's or an Express credit card, you're constantly buying things on it, that interest gets really, really high. So, and you know, I'm a shopper. I get it. It sucks. It's hard. But definitely nix some of those out. You don't need them, girl. You don't.
I love it. I love it. So can you think of anything else for our listeners to consider in making sure that they are financially healthy? Any, like, final tips around that? Because I know that finance is huge. And even once you're getting your career, it's important to make smart decisions with the money that you are making.
Yes. A huge, huge thing is save. Don't spend every dime you have. You should not be zeroing out every single paycheck and twiddling your fingers in the last few days before that direct deposit hits. You should. What I like to do is for every $3 you spend, you can spend one, save one, and invest one. So for me, since I have my career, I have mine going into my 401k. For those who don't have that, you can save that additional dollar, or you can look into some things that can invest, you know, stock trade and all that does have things for you to put your money towards. So that's really good for you, really good tips for you to do with your money. And live within your means. That is so key. If you work at Target, you do not need Tom Ford. I'm just letting you know. Don't do it.
I love it. That is good. Spend within your means. And I absolutely love that. Save one, invest one, and spend one for every $3.
Yes.
That's amazing. So I want to know from you, tell me one quote that inspires you in your everyday living.
I have a quote that I've loved for so, so long. It's, success is never final. Failure is never fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. And I love it because there's so many struggles and bumpy roads, and not everything is going to go the way that you planned it. So it just keeps me positive, keeps me going, to know not to dwell on anything, just keep moving.
I love that. I love that. And do you have any one person in mind that you can think of that inspires you, that has inspired you the most in your journey so far?
Oh, man, I'm inspired by so many people. I would definitely say my mother is a huge, huge inspiration to me. She did immigrate to this country from Trinidad, and she's worked so hard. She also studied accounting. So I've always really looked up to her, and I love her. She's awesome. Hi, Mommy.
Aww, that's awesome. Well, Crystal, I want to say thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
thank you for having me. It was so much fun. I hope somebody learned some things from me. And definitely check out our organization. We have our website up, thecolormebee.com, and you can follow us at thecolormebee on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay, and you want to spell it out for them, the site, to make sure they got it?
thecolormeb.
All righty, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Crystal. We'll be keeping an eye out for the Color Me Bee. And
thank you.
Have a great Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.